tonight. The Storm Lake girls lost to Emmitsburg 54-46. I know I'm not official, but Jesse Nichols, I had your team shooting very close to 50% in this game tonight. It was a great game. It really was. I mean, we never had the lead down by five at the first, three at half, three going into the fourth. Had it to one with four to go. Just couldn't get that stop or that bucket.
No, it just it, what it came down to is just a few calls here and there, and just being careless with the ball at times, especially early in the game. I believe that we came out and we had some unforced errors, and they had in the first half, I think three threes on us.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
one was banked in.
Yep, yep. And scouting report going in, let that girl shoot.
Yeah,
let that girl shoot, and we did. If you look at the second half,
she didn't make any.
We stayed off her.
Right.
We stuck to our plan. I'm so proud of our girls playing defense today. We, you know, I at halftime I go 23 points, girls. I can take that. You double that, that's 46. If we keep teams with 46 points, we're going to be in every game, and that's what I wanted to come into this season and just focus on defense. And we did a great job on defense.
And really, 8-point victory. It was much closer than that. I mean,
absolutely.
you talk about number 40. Abby Shaney went 6 for 6 at the line in the final 40 in the final 20 seconds. You know, Emmitsburg calls a timeout with 1:59 to go. It was a 2-point game. They ended up holding the ball for a minute 17, and then we fouled and put them at the line. And they missed the front end of that 1-and-1 there after holding the ball that long.
Yeah, if I can go back, maybe I would have fouled earlier than that. But we, like you said, we got the chance to come down and, you know, score quick. And I said we need to score quick. And Rachel, she drove it to the basket. I believe she got fouled. We didn't get the call. They come back. We have to foul right away. We're in that, you know, situation where we need to foul. We need to put them on the line. And like you know, you said the final score, it doesn't reflect how well we really played because it was closer than that. It was back. It wasn't back and forth, but it fell back and forth.
Yes, it did. Absolutely. Yeah. Arielle Bazzoni, all 8 of her points in the second half, including at one stretch, 6 in a row.
Yeah. Yeah. Like we talked about earlier, we don't have one girl that just go out there and that's our main score. You know, we play as a team, and all the girls that played tonight, other than Jenna, had some points. Mm-hmm. So. I think Rachel did great coming off the bench and giving us a spark again. And Nia thought another good game, 14 points.
Did.
And I wanted Brianna to be more aggressive, you know, and she did. She was aggressive. She took some shots. She drove and kicked it to some of our girls. So it was good.
And to Emmitsburg's credit, they have a really good young team.
Absolutely. One freshman and three sophomores that start.
Yeah.
And going in, our scouting report, number 40 was their main scorer. She averaged 18 points a game. And what did she end up with?
Well, she ended up with 14, or she ended up with a dozen, but 10 of those were free throws.
Absolutely. And we, you know, like at the end, we had to foul, and she made a lot.
Well, Jesse, Friday night, you start the Lakes Conference. Spencer comes to town.
Yep.
We had two good ones with them last year.
Absolutely. Senior night last year, we played them, you know, and we got a win here, and we're going to do the same thing this Friday. It's going to be a good game, but we're getting over that hump of our defense, team defense, doing what you're supposed to do, trusting your teammates, and that's what we're doing. We did a great job on defense. I'm very proud of our girls on defense. So if we come out and we hold teams to the upper 40s, even lower 50s, I think that we can hang with that. Our offense will come from our defense.
Not only your defense, but when you got into your half-court offense, I was impressed with the fact that how well you are moving the basketball from side to side. I mean, you guys were able to do that and get some good looks throughout the game.
Yeah. Taking a look at the Denison game, coaches and the players, we kind of sat down and had like a meeting. And the meeting was something needs to change on our offensive side and our defensive side. But we're talking about our offense right now. I said, quit worrying about play so much. Okay? You know, they looked at me and I usually call out a play. I go, today, let's just go out there. Here's the rules. Make sure we have spacing. Make sure we take care of the ball. Make sure we crash the boards. Good things are going to happen. Set ball screens, set back screens, set away screens, set down screens. Just keep moving. Yep. And if you're in the same spot for longer than a second, you got to move. And I didn't yell out one single play other than at the very end where we tried to do like a backdoor cut on one of the plays. But other than that, it's an out-of-bounds play or a situation of play worth a timeout. So that was our strategy going in, and it worked.
Well, Coach, Friday night, we'll see you here at Tornado Fieldhouse. Thanks for stopping up,
Absolutely.
And we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you very much.
Coach Jesse Nichols here in the post game. We're at